Hi, I'm Lena. I'm an addict. Thank you. It was lovely to hear you. So, I was thinking about the topic Road to the Future, and I will start to say thank you. And thank you to all the people who have made this convention. It has been a lovely place to be to. So I have really enjoyed, but I am tired. And I will speak slowly for the translators, I think, and I will try, but I can't promise. And I guess I won't talk that long because I know when I'm at a convention all the weekend, I get tired and I want to go home, absolutely. So I've been so lucky that I have been in a few conventions, and so if you need to go to the toilet or your back is hurting or something else that you feel like you have to move and go outside, please do it. I don't mind, because I remember when I was new, I sat and I have to go to the toilet, but I also was scared, couldn't leave. So yeah. So Road to the Future. I think most of us have done one thing this weekend that we never did before. Maybe we were talking to a stranger, or doing service for the first time, or get elected, or something nice. Yeah, I would love to say it. I'm the new EDM FD share. That was a couple of hours of my life that don't get me started. But if you look at this person beside you, where you're sitting right now, maybe you're lucky to see the person again, maybe you're not lucky to see the person again, but I can promise you, if you keep coming back, the chance of seeing each other again is more. Yeah, it's the biggest chance, actually. So keep coming back. That's the road to the future for me. And then I was thinking I should probably say something more. I can say that and then thank you and goodbye. So I will. I could. And Sonny was telling me, actually, before the meeting, if you get nervous, you can just sing, and I won't sing. but it's so nice to be supported and got a hug. I don't mind talking about service. I love it. I don't mind it at all, but talking about myself, not so kind of it, because I would like you all to get to know me like I am today and not what I was. So I will tell you a little bit about myself, not so much before I get to NA, but something. Because you all know, I guess you're not here because you're curious or you want to get a friend that's clean, but you are here because you are an addict like me. you know how difficult it is to be in an active addiction. It's hard and it's terrible. It was for me, actually. And I started using drugs when I was 9 years old, and I got clean when I was 30. So, you know, that's a lot of years. And I started to use drugs because I was sexually abused as a child. So I couldn't talk about it. I have no ways to, no places to, yeah, you know. So the drugs became a really, really good friend. And because I was starting in that young age, I didn't know actually that I can live a life without drugs. So I will tell you, I have been experienced a lot of shit and some funny stories actually also. But at the end, when I was almost 30, I had children with several men, not the same guy, you know, and I was already married, and I was divorced, and I didn't have a job, and I didn't have any teeth, and I didn't have a health, and I didn't have a soul. I didn't have a life, actually. So I got to choose to stay. I was in my first NA meeting, 21st of May 2010, and I have been clean since 22nd of May 2010. I'm a bit nervous. And I say it because I'm proud, because I've worked for it. It's been a hard road, but the ladies in my home group that time said that if you want to live through the summer, you should stop using now. But we will not make you stop. We will welcome you back and give you a hug if you want, but we can't make you stop using drugs. And I think that was something that I needed. I needed to make the choice by myself. I was in I have been to places and tried to get clean because other told me to. Didn't like it. So NA works for me. But it was a hard work, really, really hard working. And yeah, we always read something. It calls How It Works. 12 steps, people. 12 steps, that's how it works. And if you do the 12 steps, I was told, you are going to survive. If you want what we have to offer and are willing to make the effort to get it, then you are ready to take certain steps. So, get a sponsor. Call your sponsor, work the steps, share the steps, go to meetings, and do service. And I did all these things every fucking... Oops. I think, you know, I've been together with someone. It swears a lot. Yeah, but I didn't like to see it myself. I didn't want to work the steps. I didn't want to work the traditions. I didn't want to work the concepts, but I did it Because I saw all the guys and all of you, you have done it before and it worked for you, and I was willing to give it a try. So the second round, I thought, yeah, but there's nothing wrong with me. And my sponsor said, Lena, one more round. So, okay, I did the one now. So worked another round of steps and the tradition and the concept still didn't leak. I didn't like it, but I did it. And I went to meetings also. And then I get rid of my fear. So the next round of steps, I could watch it with curiosity and not with fear. And, that was interesting. So I had the opportunity to see who I was before, who I am today, and maybe who I can become. And that's the road to future for me. So I know I actually shouldn't talk about it, I thought, because I always start to cry. When I got to NA, I didn't have much of a family. So my sponsor was also my mother and my good friend. She died of cancer, you know. Maybe some of you know her, Monica. It was really hard, and I thought, okay, that's the end of mice. I didn't have a future anymore. What the fuck should I do? Yeah. But I got a new sponsor. And I worked the steps. I go to meetings. I talk about it. I cry about it. I swear about it. And fuck my life. And yeah, you know. But I do it, and then it gets better, and then this is my road to the future. And I was actually saying from Tim, I'm here with lots of Norwegian girls and men, you know, and I was saying, if I don't get the election today, I can say, I have no future anymore, fuck you all. Oh, I'm so funny. Oh. But of course my life is still there and my future is still there because I continue to work the steps. How many times I've said work the steps now? If you don't understand that you have to work the steps by now, I can say it one more time. So, yeah. I have a son, he's almost 25, lived in my basement in the pandemic. After many, many years, because I haven't seen my daughter in 10 years, they are not living with me, they are staying with her father. And that's because of my drug abuse before, so that's been really hard also. But the pandemic came and he was a student, so he needed a place to stay, called me and live in the basement. And he used a lot of drugs. Holy shit. And you know, as a mother, I kicked him out. Because I am the most important person in my life and I can't have drugs in my house. Always got to cry. I don't know what his future is. But I know what mine is, and he knows where to find the road to his future. He can come and he can share. Yeah, you know, all the things that we have been doing. Ooh. Well, it's been 14 and a half long years, actually. I have been experienced a lot of things. I live with a guy, met him at in service position, and now we are married. We have been together for 10 and a half years. I have friends, real good friends. I have service positions, and that's actually my future. And I have been, yeah, I can't stand here and talk about all the things that's happened because we didn't get the time, and you will, yeah. You will never talk to me again, I think, because you will hate me because your ass is getting really tired. But I can say I can deal with a lot of shit. I'm good at it. That's the nice things, like getting a hug or getting a present or getting a position, getting a work, getting into schools, the good things. I don't know how to handle it because I'm not good at it, but I'm getting better. So, yeah. How long have I talked? Okay. What? Shit. Wasn't I expecting that? Well, it has been really nice to meet you all. I am so grateful that you stayed and listened to me, that it's been really lousy with all the people left when I was talking, actually. So I think I have my road to the future. What the future is, I don't know. But I think the road is pretty much, is it called asphalt on English? Asphalt it was. I think my road is quite, and I get some flowers on the way, and yeah, and then shitty things happen, and I hate you all. Yeah, and then I see lovely people who is smiling, laughing, hugging, making jokes, and then I get a new flower. So thank you all for listening to me. Yeah.